one has just to be a witness of the misery that ego creates, of false pleasures, gratifications that ego promises. Doings in this world and doings in the other world, spiritual, divine, material, whatsoever the realm, but the doer will remain the ego. You are not supposed to do anything. If you start doing something, you will miss the whole point. Just be here, watch, understand, and don't do. And don't ask how to drop the ego. Who will drop? Who will drop whom? When you don't do anything, suddenly the witnessing part is separate from the doer. A gap arises. The doer goes on doing, and the seer goes on seeing. Suddenly you are filled with a new light, a new benediction, that you are not the ego. You have never been the ego. How foolish that you ever believed in it. There are people who are trying to fulfill their egos. They are wrong. There are people who are trying to drop their egos. They are wrong. Because when the witness arises, you simply see the whole game. There is nothing to be fulfilled, nothing to be dropped. The ego is not any substance. It is made of the stuff dreams are made of. It is just an idea, an air bubble, just hot air within and nothing else. You need not drop it. Because in the very dropping or asking how to drop it, you believe in it. You are still clinging to it. It happened, a Zen master awoke one morning and he asked the disciple that, "I had a dream in the night. Will you please interpret it for me?" The disciple said, "You wait. I will bring some cold water, so better you wash your face." He ran away to fetch water. He came with the water. The master washed his face. By that time, another disciple passed nearby, and the master called him and said, "Listen, I had a dream last night. Will you please interpret it for me?" The disciple looked, seeing that the master has washed his face. He said, "Wait, better I will fetch a cup of tea for you." And he brought a cup of tea. The master sipped the tea and laughed and blessed both the disciples and said, "You did well. If you had interpreted my dream, I would have thrown you out of the ashram." Because when a dream is finished and one comes to know it is a dream, what is the meaning of interpretation? Even to interpret it shows that you are still in it. You still think it is substantial. That's why in the East we have never bothered about interpreting dreams. Not that we did not come upon the reality of it 4,000 or 5,000 years before.